callers and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we want to welcome you to our urban story. My co-host is here.
BB Diamond's here.
And she's ready to give you the latest on this beautiful Saturday, October the 28th, 2017. Miss Diamond, what do you have to tell us today?
Well, be safe out there. Halloween is coming up next week, October 31st. So, first of all, be safe. And as usual, there's so much going on in the news. I think the most striking thing that has happened over the past 7 days, at least in my opinion, is how the Russian investigation has turned on its head. In other words, Democrats were screaming and howling to have a special prosecutor, a special investigator, investigate the allegations that the Russian government influenced the 2016 elections.
Right.
Well, as we've learned over the past few days, and literally some information as of yesterday, Friday, October 27th, it seems as though the government, the investigators, are going to have to look at some possible dealings that occurred by the Democrats and under former President Obama. One of them being the Uranium One deal, which saw that this Russian company was able to purchase at least 20% of the uranium in the United States. This happened while President Obama was, well, he was president, and Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. The Uranium One company donated over $100 million, if my figures are correct, to the Clinton Foundation. So obviously, there was a conflict. Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was involved at some level in the negotiation of the purchase of American uranium. And the same company that won the bid for 20% donated millions to her family's foundation. So that leads me at the outset, just looking at those facts alone, it sounds like corruption at the very least. And there's probably more to it. Bill Clinton also got a $500,000 speaking fee in connection to this. So there's so much going on with the Russian investigation. And actually, it's 180-degree turn. Because what the Democrats wanted, they wanted special investigator Robert Mueller, he used to be the head of the FBI under President Obama. He is now heading this investigation of the Russia ties regarding Trump. He is heading that investigation. And there's a conflict there because it's not like he's really neutral. He used to be the FBI director under Obama, and he's now investigating President Trump. But because of the course of the events of the past few days, this is going to get very uncomfortable for some people, including the Democratic National Committee, because they're one of the funders of this dossier on President Trump about him going to Russia and having models urinate on him. It's called the PP file. It's
disgusting.
It's paid by the DNC, the Clinton campaign.
That's right.
And an anti-Trump billionaire by the name of Paul Singer. Barbara.
I mean, it's so disgusting. But you know what? When you dig a hole for someone, make sure you dig two because you're going to fall in it. And that's what's happening to the DNC as well as Hillary Clinton's campaign. It's all backfiring. And Mueller, of course, doesn't even want these facts to be known, being that you're not finding out anything negative on President Trump. Everything is pointing back to the DNC and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, that Clinton Foundation. And I pray that, you know, in the course of your life, those of you who supported Hillary, I hope you're able to digest some of this. Because unfortunately, your hope and your wishes and your everything was placed in someone whose character is in question. And we should be at a point in America where we want, where we say character does count.
Right.
And character is important. Mm-hmm. And those of you who supported Hillary, the 60-some-odd million who even voted for her, I hope that you're having a chance to think about, you know, how will you conduct yourself and use your privilege of voting in the future?
Right.
You know, because that's important to America and it's important to those coming behind us. Let us have hearts that are working in the interest of not only ourselves, but also future generations.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it's important as Christians, as believers in God, whether you're Jewish or Christian, particularly as it pertains to the Bible, it's important for us to align our lives to what the Word of God says, and that includes voting. I mean, I just think there's a dichotomy, there's a break, if you will. If you are a Christian, you're studying the Bible, and yet you're voting for a politician who believes, whether Republican or Democrat, you're voting for a politician that believes in same-sex marriage, abortion up until the ninth month. These are things that go against the Word of God, because God says, I hate the shedding of innocent blood.
Absolutely.
So, and of course, we know that God is the creator of marriage, as far as we know it in the Western world. The only document, the only book that I know that contains the description of what a marriage is the Tanakh, the Torah, what we call the Old Testament, basically the Word of God. Barbara, last week we had a caller who said, you made a statement that two men and two women really can't have a marriage.
All right.
And this caller, one of our supporters said, well, you really need to explain what you mean. So
well,
Barbara,
that's correct.
Please do so.
Okay. A man and a woman. I mean, both of them are members of the human race, but they're distinctively different. A woman is a nurturer, a maturer, and she thinks on, what is it, the left or right side of her brain?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But she thinks differently from a man.
She's wired differently.
She's wired differently.
Right.
A man wants to know what the problem is, and he wants to have a solution. Women talk. We're different from men. And why I say they'll never have a marriage, two people of the same sex, is because they don't have the weaknesses and the strength that come together to make that one unit.
Right.
They don't have that. They can never have that.
That's true.
Because I don't care if a man puts on a dress, he'll never be a woman. He'll never experience the intuition that a woman generally has.
Absolutely.
He'll never be able to nurture like a woman can. And a woman, I don't care if she dresses like a man, she'll never have the body strength of a man. Men are, their bodies are made differently. Our bodies are made differently. So two of the same sex, they can pretend at being married. And I'm not saying that there aren't some people who really care for one another, but they'll never have a marriage. Those two individuals cannot become one flesh. You have a male, you have a female. They come together and they create a child. The child has 50% of the mother's chromosomes and 50% of the father's. That one individual is a combination of those two, and two people of the same gender cannot do that.
Thank you, Barbara. Here's my take on it and why two of the same sex will never have a real marriage. I'm going to be more technical, more legal.
Please.
Let me take something. Let's use the Apple iPod, for example. I have the Apple iPod that was created by Apple Inc.
I got you.
And I alter it.
Mm-hmm.
Apple iPod has very certain specifics and how it was built, very specific schematics, and whatever computer whizzes do. This is the Apple iPod that's patented.
Absolutely.
If I change anything on here, if I change anything in the background, it is no longer an Apple iPod.
Absolutely.
Apple created it. They've patented it. This is their product.
Very good analogy. I got it.
Marriage. The creator of marriage, as far as we know in the Western Hemisphere, is God, Yeshua, the God of Israel. He designated what makes a marriage. It is in Genesis, man and woman. If you alter...
And Jesus repeats that.
Absolutely.
In the New Testament.
If you alter the description of the person, the entity, the man who created marriage, then you, if you alter that, then it is not an authentic marriage. If I alter my Swiss watch, it is no longer an authentic Swiss watch.
Absolutely.
You understand? So I'm taking it from a legal point of view, from a technical point of
view. Very good. Very good.
Because God defined marriage. We have no other recorded book that literally defines marriage. The Bible defines it. So if you alter what is in the Bible, you no longer have an authentic marriage.
The only thing is that some people have no respect for the Word of God, and some people don't believe in God.
It doesn't matter.
They believe in, you know, man is the measure of all things.
I get you. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because they will not be able to produce to, for me or you, a book that predates the Bible describing marriage.
No, they won't.
So the only inventor of marriage that I know of is the Lord God of Israel.
Yes, but
he set certain parameters. Even if they don't believe, it doesn't change the fact.
Doesn't change the fact.
He set certain parameters and description for what is an authentic marriage.
Well, their goal is to remove every thought, every semblance of God as the creator, as the giver of life. They want to remove that from the public square.
That's true. You're right. You're totally right.
That's their goal. That's why every institution that was instituted by God is under attack.
Right.
Including marriage. Including life being precious, even in the womb.
Absolutely.
A baby in the womb should be in the safest place he could be. Mm. But instead, you know, it's a danger zone now.
It is, particularly for young black children.
Oh, of course.
I mean, yes, absolutely. And you've given us statistics numerous times.
Yes.
That black women, I believe, is one of the leading groups of women in New York City having abortions.
Well, more black babies are aborted than born in New York.
Wow.
That was the latest statistic that I'm aware of.
Right, exactly.
And that's sad. Mm-hmm. But
Barbara, I want to talk about a story that I found interesting this week. Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter.
Yes.
Let's touch on some of the things he said, because he said some things that I don't think anyone was expecting him to say. We have a call. Hello. Hi, caller. Do we have a caller?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And your name is?
My name is Sherita.
Thank you for calling, Sherita. How may we help you? Or what do you have to say?
I have a comment.
Yes.
For the show?
Yes.
Go ahead, please, Sherita.
Please, go ahead.
Oh, I'm on the line?
Yes, you are.
We can hear you.
Oh, great. Hi. I heard the definition of marriage and how it was broken down. That's really... And I think that's awesome. But like in Chinatown, there's knockoff.
Yes.
What these people are doing is putting their own label on it.
Yes.
But it's still a knockoff. It's not authentic.
There
Amen.
You go.
That's
Thanks,
true.
Sweetie. You're totally right.
Okay, I just wanted to add that comment. Great conversation.
And thank you so
that
much. Was a great comment. Thank you, Sherita.
Okay.
Call again, please. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes.
No, that she makes an excellent point.
Excellent point.
Thanks, producer, for putting her through. She makes an excellent point. Right. You have authentic Coach bags.
That's
you
correct.
You go to Chinatown, you can get knockoffs.
That's correct.
So, and I understand, listen, I am not anti-homosexual. I understand certain things in life happen, and two people love each other, they could be of
Absolutely.
The same sex. I respect that.
Right.
What I'm simply saying is, God invented marriage. If you can show me another book that predates the Bible where the definition of marriage is laid out, please do. I could be wrong, but the only book that I know of in the Western Hemisphere that defines marriage is the Bible. Anything outside of that is really not authentic.
And it's so natural, male and female.
Right.
That's not unnatural.
Exactly. I want to go back to Jimmy Carter.
Oh,
because
yes.
Because he said some interesting, former President Jimmy Carter, a liberal, as we all should know by now.
Very much so.
But Barbara, can you touch on what his interview was about this past week?
Well, five of the former presidents were gathered together, that including like Bill Clinton, George W., and then George Bush and Barack Hussein Obama. And he made some startling comments. You know, I haven't had much respect for him since I remember the image of him bending over Arafat's coffin. And some of the things he has said have been really outrageous.
Well, some of the things, Jimmy Carter, before you go into it, he said some really anti-Israel things.
Yes, he has.
He was very instrumental in trying to broker Mideast peace like in 1978,
absolutely.
79.
Absolutely. He's a liberal.
David Ben-Gurion and, you know, the Egyptian, Sadat comes to my mind, Anwar Sadat. But he's been pretty much anti-Israel. But please go
ahead.
He's
anti-Israel, and as far as I'm concerned, he's anti-common sense. Mm. You know, I thought before Barack Hussein Obama became president, I thought of him as the worst president in American history.
Okay.
But what he did recently, he came to Donald Trump's defense.
Oh, okay.
Which is unusual. He was talking about how harsh the media is toward our president, and he believes that they're treating him worse than they've treated any other president.
Wow.
And I know the others in the company of former President Carter was shocked because George Bush has made some very horrible statements toward our president. I have an article here done by the American Thinker dated on the 23rd of this month. And it states, what the title is, George W. Finally Found His Voice. In other words, for the 8 years that Obama was in office, George W. was very silent. He was blamed for everything. Even when he was in office, he was very silent.
Yeah.
But now he can come out and say disparaging words and inferences, about our present president.
Mm.
And I find that to be despicable.
Wow.
Why? Because this country needs to be unified.
Right. Exactly.
And an ex-president shouldn't be coming out like George W. did in with his anti-Trump references and hints and talking about white supremacy and all of these things. He was very silent during Obama's years.
He was very silent.
So now he's found his voice. I'm very proud for once in my life of former President Jimmy Carter.
Wow.
For speaking the truth, telling it like it is, in spite of the fact that the other former presidents that he was in the company with are doing everything they can to downplay the significance of the presidency of Donald John Trump.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting. Very powerful. I was pretty shocked what former President Jimmy Carter had to say.
Absolutely.
In defense of Donald Trump.
That's correct.
And he also said that former President Obama didn't fulfill some of his promises.
That's right.
That's
he sure did.
Reasons why Hillary lost. So I appreciate that balanced view from Jimmy Carter. I want to just switch gears here before we have a few minutes before we go to break. I want to talk about Eric Bolling's son. As you know, he's a former Fox News host.
Yeah, committed suicide.
The coroner came back and said it was an accidental opioid overdose.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide, I don't know if it's straight flat out suicide, but he took an overdose of opioids. And the one of the reasons I bring that out, I know we're kind of switching gears here, kind of swinging, because we were talking about politics, but there's an opioid epidemic in the United States.
Absolutely.
Prince died of an opioid overdose. It's an epidemic in the United States. And so President Trump recently, like literally a couple of days ago, declared an opioid crisis in the United
States. It is.
So what that means is the United States government will now shift its gears, if you will, and really aim at this crisis that is killing so many millions of Americans, you know, with different drugs. A couple of things you had to take when you were really sick, but fortunately you didn't get addicted, but others did get addicted, like fentanyl, other things like that.
So oxycodone.
Oxycodone,
yes.
Exactly.
They gave me all of those. Yes, I have all of those.
Opioids.
Yes.
And you're blessed because you didn't become addicted, but millions of Americans have become addicted. And and have not millions died, but thousands have overdosed.
Well, number one, we need to find out why we have so many addicted people in America. Right. You know, we need to find ways to address some of the issues. And that's why I get very upset with a lot of these liberals, the things that come out of their mouths, because it doesn't help our society to heal. Mm-hmm. We have many sick, broken people walking around.
Yeah, that's true.
And these drugs that are even prescribed, you know, they're very dangerous. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you're in pain, you want relief. And I can tell you, you know, for the last year, I've had all sorts of health issues. And I have oxycodone, all of those things. And right. I would tell the doctors, I said, isn't this what killed Prince?
Yeah.
And I was determined that I wasn't going to become addicted. So what I had to do was pray hard and, you know, use Advil, et cetera,
yeah.
to take those pills.
Right.
I did my
exactly.
best not to take them. And if I had to take it, you know, they told me I could take two or something. I'd take a half of one to ease the pain, you know, because I had back problems. I had lot of issues that were going on in this last year of my life.
Wow.
But I'm glad that he's looking into that issue. You know, I watch some of these, live PD and et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of times they're stopping people because of a headlights missing a taillight, and they find drugs. We are a drugged out society.
Wow.
And then even many of the liberals want us to legalize it because drugged out people can't think properly. And they want more victims. Mm. But that's not good for society. We have to find out how we can heal some of these families, how we can start looking at the values that made this country great. Mm-hmm. And maybe so many people wouldn't be drugged out or find a need to get that next drink when they know they shouldn't have it, or pop that pill, or, you know, when they can really just do some Tylenol or take a hot bath or something.
Exactly.
We need to get to the problem. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's causing us to be so anxious and ready to use illicit drugs?
Right.
They're killing us. They're killing our children.
Right.
And he may have done it accidentally, but to me, you're suicidal when you take them anyway.
Exactly. And if it's accidental, I don't know if it's a nice way of putting suicide.
Yeah.
Because if you're taking, they're telling you how powerful these are.
They are powerful.
And if you're taking three or four, I mean, or how many you're taking,
right.
Is it really accidental? Is it anyone forcing you
absolutely.
To take it? Or, you know what I'm saying?
And we need to tell our doctors how these drugs are affecting us. They had me on some medication when I was in the hospital in last year.
Right.
And I started seeing things. I started seeing psychedelic butterflies. And I looked at the window, and I thought that was a human being in the window. And I was talking to a pile of blankets.
Wow.
And the doctor happened to walk in there, and then I realized it was blankets. I said, "Doctor, you see the medication that you're giving me? I thought that was a woman, and I was talking to a bunch of things just sitting in the window."
Wow.
So I don't want those drugs.
Right.
You know, I saw enough of those butterflies, and those drugs can really have you drugged out.
Wow.
So we have to be careful. We have to report these things to our doctors, and we have to do a lot of praying and try to bear some of the pain rather than become addicted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I'm glad you shared that experience.
Oh, yes.
Because there are millions of Americans who are addicted to the Percocet, Oxycodone.
Oh, yes.
On, and it's just, it's really...
And those drugs are highly regulated.
Yes.
But... they're still giving them to you.
This is a good point you bring, but then you have corrupt doctors.
Yes, you do.
They were giving them to Prince. Prince was using different names.
Absolutely.
Soul. And with Michael Jackson, it's a corrupt system. You pay the doctor X amount of money. Yeah, I make $1 million a year, but if a celebrity is willing to give me $200,000 to write a prescription, whatever amount. I can make a quick money. So the medical community has to be a part of this fight too. Whether celebrities, VIPs, or just everyday Joes working at Walmart, they have work together with the government, with the parents, to really restrict and don't allow a prince or anyone to get prescriptions in different names.
And you know what? That's why. Let's go back to what I said earlier. Character does count. Mm-hmm. Character, we need doctors of character, we need lawyers of character, we need police officers, and we need patients with character. Patients that are going to say, which I had to say, I'm not going to become addicted. When they would give me the oxycodone, and as a matter of fact, when I had brain surgery in March, and they gave me more oxycodone. They gave me some for my sciatica, and the spur that was on my spine. And then they prescribed that when I had brain surgery. And I said, what can I take instead of taking these? Right. And it was Tylenol.
Wow.
We're going to be going for a break pretty soon, right, Ms. Diamond?
Yes, we are, in about 10 seconds. So please hang in there. And please tell your family and friends about this show, Our Urban Story. We have a lot to say. Be right back.
Right back.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area. Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz. That's at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
And we're back with you. This is our urban story, Barbara from Harlem. And you know what? We have a new engineer, John, who's doing such a fantastic job. I want all of you to give him a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let me give you the call in number, 973-925-4559. Ms. Diamond, what did you say you wanted to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about, you know, a lot of things. But one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, we've touched on the Islamic culture on different occasions here on the show.
Yes, we have.
Because it's so, it impacts the world in a lot of ways, in a negative way. There are good Muslim people out there. We want to put that out there. Just for instance, this Muslim murdered some French Jewish children. And his mother said, quote, "The prophet permits the killing of Jewish children," unquote.
Yes.
Now, you would say to yourself, where in the world would she get that from? But if you read the Quran, you would see how Jewish people are treated or talked about in the Quran. And Muslims are taught that the day of reckoning, I guess what they call the apocalypse, will not happen until they kill Jews. Until Muslims, the councils or the higher ups in Islamic studies and the Islamic scholars address the violence that's in the Quran aimed at non-Muslims, this will not get better. It will not get better in the Islamic side. So what we have to do, those of us who are not Muslim, we're going to have to protect ourselves and protect our children.
Absolutely.
This is the Quran is where the anti-Semitism is coming from in the Muslim world, and it's so bad.
Not just anti-Semitism, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
no,
anyone who is not a Muslim.
And it was leading me to the thought, you're absolutely right, that in the United Nations, the United States had to pull out of at least the UNESCO committee because of its anti-Semitism. Every time this committee at the United Nations met, literally just about every time they met to bash Israel.
They know nothing else.
No discussion about Assad murdering his own Syrian people. Over 200,000 Syrians have been killed in the civil war in Syria since 2011.
But can I just say this? You know why they hate the Jews so much? Because they hate the God that the Jews serve.
Thank you.
That's what that is.
Yes, it is.
This is a matter of them wanting to exalt their God that was picked out of the 365 pagan gods that they used, the Arabs used to worship.
Yes.
This one was picked out by Muhammad.
Allah was picked out by Muhammad.
So that they could be monotheistic.
Yes.
And they hate the God that the Jews serve because it's not Allah.
Exactly.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're
but
not. You're fine. Yes. This is a dialogue we're having.
Yes.
You're absolutely fine. Because the thought that I think, from what I understand in my studies, is that Muhammad wanted the Jews and Christians to adopt Islam. When the Jews and Christians rejected Islam, that's when the battles began. Because Muhammad was exposed to Judaism and exposed to Christianity because these two religions predate Islam.
Well, you know what? And our modern day Muslims do the same thing. I remember when Malcolm X used to be on the corner in Harlem. Mm. And especially on a Sunday when we were getting out of church. Because he was trying to get as many people, black people who were going to church, to convert to Islam.
Wow.
He would be standing on a box on some corner near 125th Street and kept constantly saying that Christianity was the white man's religion.
Wow. Now, Barbara, your book is coming out.
Yes, it is.
We're near in the final stages. We're proofreading as we speak.
That's correct.
Do you mention this in your
book?
Yes,
I do mention some of that. And I mentioned how black men are being recruited into that ideology and how dangerous that is.
Excellent.
And we see that in our society.
And what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is when we get the release date of the book, we're going to show or tell you, excuse me, how you can pre-order it on Amazon. And we want you to share with your network so we get a buzz around this book, because it is going to be a blockbuster. Because you discussed seeing Malcolm X in Harlem, which you just said.
I believe
you,
I did, yeah.
You lived through the Jim Crow, at least the entail, the waning years of Jim Crow law. And you discuss that in your book.
And you know, these some of these, you know, Black Lives Matter people, they don't know what racism is. I've lived through it. I have encountered the KKK on a one-on-one basis, you know, and still, as Martin Luther King said, you judge people not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Through all of that, I don't have room in my life to be full of hatred for anyone. And these young people are so blessed, because people even before my time went through so much that they could have so much. And they're just throwing it away, disrespecting our flag, disrespecting this country, pulling down statues that they didn't pay for. And, you know, it's disgraceful what they're doing. If they had to go through some of the things that our forefathers and foremothers went through, they would kill themselves. I mean, maybe that's an exaggeration. But, I mean, I don't think they could endure. Because, I mean, if they're going to take incidences that they have to twist the truth.
Right.
To have a cause to get out there and riot and destroy property, something is wrong with them.
Exactly.
And I don't think it's what America gives to them. I think it's their upbringing. I think it's their socialization that may have been missing and lacking. Mm. You know, and they need to really think about how blessed they are to be in a country that like this, where they have freedoms, liberties, and opportunities.
Very good, Barbara. Barbara, that leads me to a post on Facebook. Uh-huh. And it says, basically, Starbucks sales down.
Good.
Target, the store, sales down.
Good.
Movie sales down.
Good.
Excuse me, VMA, Video Music Awards, viewers down.
Amen.
CNN viewers down. NFL down.
Good.
And it says silent majority. So, in other words, is a silent majority waking up and reacting?
Yes, they are.
To the liberalist, the leftist movements that these different companies have taken on.
This election in November 2016 is just the beginning of this awakening. And I think Steve Bannon called it the muscle of the people.
Wow.
We are flexing our muscle, because there are more of us who appreciate God's grace being shed upon this nation than those who find it so horrible and racist. And, you know, we are in the majority, and we need to keep them on the run. And we need to stand for truth and honesty and the American way.
Absolutely.
And I'm happy that Starbucks, didn't they say that they were going to hire immigrants?
Refugees.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yes. NFL, you can't stand for the flag. You don't need our dollars.
Exactly.
Movies,
right.
They celebrate.
Right.
All sorts of immorality.
Exactly. And you know what's so interesting and frustrating at the same time is that you'll have an actor talk about, you know, we need gun control in this country. And yet they make millions off of films, being a star of a film.
Absolutely.
They have guns blazing all over the place.
Absolutely.
And they themselves have armed bodyguards.
Yes.
But they want, for the average American who's
like
vulnerable.
Like Schumer.
Exactly. They're vulnerable. They don't want us to have guns.
Well, Hitler, didn't he disarm the people? And those countries that want their nations, their people disarmed, they're not prosperous or safe places to live.
No, because that opens the gateway for a dictator to come in.
Absolutely.
Because if no one is armed,
absolutely,
you really can't stage a coup to take out a dictator. And that's kind of what's going on in Venezuela with Maduro.
Absolutely.
These people are almost starving in Venezuela. It's really bad. Venezuela, from what I understand, was a thriving country in South America.
But socialism has produced what they have today.
Exactly.
And we don't want socialism in this country. We don't want Marxism. racism. So those Hollywood people who are promoting gun control, well, let's control their pockets a little better and let their sales and their appearances go down, down, and down.
Exactly.
That's my thing. Boycott them, boycott them. You know, just like there's some that I don't support. I don't want to go to another Aretha Franklin concert because she let me know that she was a liberal. Mm-hmm. I don't go to any more Patti LaBelle's because she let me know she was a liberal. Mm-hmm. I don't support Oprah Winfrey because I believe she's racist and I know she's a liberal. And, you know, I may be one person, but if millions kept that same attitude, then hit them in their pockets.
Well, I may have a slightly different because I respect, you know, I respect Aretha is an outstanding singer.
She is.
Patti's an outstanding. I can't take,
very
I may
much
not
so.
Agree with them politically, but I don't want to discount their
You
talent.
Know, why I say that is because we have to stop getting to the point where we fund people to fight against American values. We give them our money every time we go and sit up in their show paying $30, $40, $100 to sit up in there. And they use that money to promote, to support campaigns of liberals who want to destroy the very foundations of this country. And that's why I'm finished with Patti or Aretha and any of those. Stevie Wonder. You couldn't pay me to go to one of their shows.
Now, I wanted to ask you, moving on to New York City politics.
Yes.
The mayoral election is coming up this November 7th, if I'm not mistaken. De Blasio is up for re-election. I know you have a visceral reaction.
I can't stand him. I wish he'd go over there and stay in Germany. He's too much of a liberal. His wife is very disrespectful. They disrespected the fallen police officers. The police can barely stand him. I wish I was 10 years younger. I'd run against him. Because he's a horrible, horrible mayor. He wants to New York City to remain a sanctuary city. No, we have laws on these books. And if people like de Blasio don't believe in our laws, then they should get the heck out of our country.
Yeah, exactly. De Blasio is, it's one thing to be liberal. It's another thing to be leftist. And what I mean by, let's just.
They're lawless.
Let's just define this a little bit.
Yes.
Liberalism years ago, I would say in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, it was really a mindset of live and let live. You know, I'm you're not conservative. If you want to, two men want to live together, that's fine. It's your choice. The leftist movement is different. What it tries to do is try to tear down American values.
Values, that's right.
Tries to hurt the country itself. So liberal, they're no longer really liberal. They're really leftist. They're hard left. When they try to not only, you know, oppose you, that's fine. That's part of what
they want to destroy.
They want to destroy. They want to shut conservatives
down. Yes, they do.
They don't even want us to speak.
That's correct.
So what we're dealing with a lot of is we're dealing with the left. And de Blasio is a member of the left.
He's far
left.
He's not
much of a liberal, in my opinion. Now, his opponents are like Bo Deedle, former New York City detective, and Nicola, I can't pronounce her last name. She's Greek. I don't know if they have a chance of taking de Blasio out.
Well, we're going to try.
He's a liberal Democrat. He's beyond a liberal, but he's entrenched. I don't know if they have the manpower to really get out there and change the course of the election. But I pray that New York City turns away from de Blasio and elects someone who has more common sense.
Absolutely. And you know, Bloomberg, I wish he would get out of office, you know.
Well, he's not in office anymore.
I know, but I mean, well, get out of New York. That's what I mean.
No, that's not going to happen. Bloomberg.
I know.
He's this anti-gun fanatic. He's former mayor of New York. Billionaire.
Yes.
And Bloomberg has really, he's entrenched. I mean, he.
I know.
Bloomberg wire services are very important to financial institutions, so he's entrenched. But it's hypocritical for a billionaire like Bloomberg to have security, armed security guards, and he has spent nearly $50 million on anti-gun campaigns.
Well, I hope he keeps spending it and he keeps losing it so he won't be that billionaire anymore. And Hillary Clinton is the same way.
Yeah.
She wants to remove our guns from law-abiding citizens.
Right.
And there's some things you just can't control, just like Paddock. I mean, when he got his license to get a gun, I think he had too many.
Right, I agree.
But he didn't even have an arrest record.
Wow.
How how can you tell what a person's going to do later on?
That's true.
You can't. True. Now, the things he bought to make them into machine guns, maybe they need to look at that.
Yes.
What do they call them, bunkers or whatever?
Bump stock.
Bump stock, okay. Yeah. But that maybe that needs to be looked into. But okay. But law-abiding citizens don't normally just go, start shooting people.
Right.
We use it for self-defense. We use it for recreational purposes, but mainly self-defense. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough police in New York or in any state that you can have personal patrol.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you may have one police officer for 1,000 people.
That's true.
So, I mean, you have to be prepared for self-defense. And in my book, I give you a very good little illustration of having a gun that saved the lives of my family.
Absolutely.
And if I didn't have that gun.
Absolutely.
And I was shot, but I was shot twice. Mm. But if I didn't have that gun, only God knows what would have happened.
That's true. Well, I want to talk about some good news. Last week we talked about the defeat of ISIS, the Islamic State, in Raqqa.
Yes.
And that's just under Trump. ISIS is getting a run for its money. This is the same group that President Obama referred to as junior varsity. And they basically had taken over large swaths of land in Iraq and Syria specifically to establish the caliphate. And I thank God that under President Trump, they're being routed. But another good piece.
Can I give the telephone number before you go into that one? Our telephone number, 973-925-4559. Yes, Ms. Diamond, thank you.
No problem. It reported by the Western Journalism on October 27th. This is very good news. Trump will be bypassing the United Nations and will send aid directly to persecuted Christians in the Middle East.
Thank God.
We were going through the UN, but as we said earlier, the UN is filled with a lot of anti-Semites.
Oh, definitely.
And part of that, I believe, was impacting Christians as well, because Jews and Christians study the same book.
That's true.
The Old Testament and the New Testament come together to form the Bible, as we all know.
Absolutely.
But you can't really have the New Testament without the Old Testament. And I'll go into that at another time. But I think this is really good news that Vice President Mike Pence announced. He said, quote, "Tonight it is my privilege to announce that President Trump has ordered the State Department to stop funding ineffective relief efforts at the United Nations.
Good.
And from this day forward, America will provide support directly to persecuted communities through USIDD, he said, unquote, at a meeting or at a convention called In Defense of Christians annual Solidarity Dinner in Washington, D.C.
Because if it goes to the UN, it may not get to them.
Exactly.
That's what that
exactly.
is. Because, Christianity, I don't think, is admired at the UN.
Exactly.
Because most of them are not Christians.
Right, right. Particularly like you have the Organization of Islamic Countries.
Absolutely.
Anti-Semitic, bashing Israel. They spent so much time at the United Nations bashing that one country. There are over 160-something
But
countries.
They met their match in Nikki Haley.
Yes. The United States UN ambassador, exactly.
Nikki Haley kicking butt.
Yeah, but she's getting her orders from the top, thank
but
God.
But that's all right, but she knows how to carry them out, and she's not afraid to do it.
Exactly.
And that's what we need, people with backbone.
Exactly.
Not like some of these, what do they call them, Republicans, some of the Republicans, Republican in name only.
Yep, yep.
I'm glad that some of them are not going to go running for re-election.
That's very
absolutely
important.
Wonderful, because we have the people have secured the House. Mm-hmm. The people have secured the Senate.
Right.
The people have secured the White House. And these so-called Republicans act like they can't get anything done.
Well, you're right. Now, you're right. Republicans are in charge of two of the three branches.
Absolutely.
The White House and the legislative branch.
Absolutely.
And for them to be stalled,
it's
very simple. Mitch McConnell could go to a simple majority in the Senate, and that's what President Trump is saying. Meaning, since there are majority Republicans, you would only need 51 votes to pass legislation.
Right.
He has still not done that.
Mm-hmm.
So the Senate, you need two-thirds. in order to pass out of the Senate. So that means you need 67 senators. So then that means you're relying on Democrats to get the bill passed.
Right.
And the Democrats do not want to cooperate or want to pass a bill and get stuck in the Senate. Why Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell won't switch to a simple majority is beyond me, so we can get some of these bills passed.
They create problems, you know, and then sometimes things are handed to them and they don't use them. You know, they really just don't have any strength. You know, I found something on there about the 30 Democrats who hired the Awan brothers for IT services.
Right.
And guess what? Among those named on this list of these 30 Democrats, which I think can be used against them, Frederica Wilson. She's one of them.
Yeah.
And we know that the DNC and Debbie and all of them were paying these Muslim family millions of dollars, and then they tried to get out of America by going to, what is it, Pakistan?
That's right.
You know, they're crooked. These people are crooked. Why can't the Republicans use some of this even against them?
Exactly. Right. The Awan brothers.
Awan, yes.
Yeah, they provided IT services.
Yes.
They were hired largely by the Democrats to perform IT or set up their IT. And now we know they were sending secrets and information back to their home country.
That's correct.
Pakistan. Before one of them was arrested recently, he had wired money in advance to Pakistan.
Right.
And so, and the key Democrat, she used to be the former chair, she is the former chair of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yes.
She's a key person in this. And she
absolutely
blocked the investigation by the federal, by the
FBI. You know, I would use everything against any Democrat that tried to stop my programs. I would make flyers and send to their constituents. Did you know that your representative did it? Bust them open.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I'm not New York dirty, but I can't help it.
I was reading this on Ben Shapiro's site. The NFL's popularity plummets nearly 20 points in 4 years.
Amen.
And it's largely due, in large part, to Colin Kaepernick. Now, Colin Kaepernick, I don't know what he's talking about oppression. He has not suffered oppression.
He has not.
He's spoken about this.
Excuse me, if anyone oppressed him, it was the father who abandoned the mother who got pregnant by him.
Right, Colin Kaepernick, as you said, was abandoned, but his mother put him up for adoption.
Giving him an opportunity, right.
By a white family who raised him well.
That's correct.
And now, I think he converted to Islam. His girlfriend is Muslim. And he really started this whole thing with the NFL bending the knee when the national anthem is being played, which is absolutely disrespectful.
And then some of the copycats who don't even have any reason are following him, and they should be very quiet, as many of them have been arrested and have records and still given opportunity to make millions. But Kaepernick, he's lost all respect that I could even think about.
Yeah.
He was wearing a Malcolm X shirt. Malcolm X did not like this country. He wore socks that had pictures of pigs dressed in policemen's uniforms.
Wow.
He gave $2,500 to an organization that that celebrated the slaughter of a police officer. He is, to me, a reprobate. Mm. You know, he's lost his way. He's taken out his family anger on society because he doesn't know anything about oppression. He never had to pick cotton. Here it is, a millionaire.
He didn't grow up in the projects. He didn't have to eat government cheese.
Absolutely.
He was a multimillionaire simply by throwing a ball.
Throwing a ball and doing nothing else.
At the end of the day, I don't care how talented. You're throwing a ball
and you're
running the field. Really, that's all
that's
you're
doing. You're not making any medical discoveries, breakthroughs or anything, or you invented not a thing.
Right.
So don't take your personal grief and your personal anger, and you just, you know, he's a very ungrateful person.
But I think a number of athletes like Shaq O'Neal, basketball legend, one of the things he said was, what are the protests producing really?
Nothing.
They're not having an impact.
Nothing.
If you want to help the inner city, as we've said weeks and weeks
right
now, go into the inner city and have an impact, run for office.
They want to be seen. They're trying to get validation by doing this silly, disrespectful act. That's all it is. These people were not validated somewhere along the way. So that's why they're always getting arrested for rape and this or that and this. And I'm so proud of the American people. This is what you call, what Bannon called, the muscle. Mm-hmm. We are the muscle. And if we say that we are not going to tolerate your disrespect, and we don't go to those games and we don't buy those jerseys, you're going to feel it, brother.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we only have about 3 minutes left, I want to wish everyone a happy, I don't celebrate Halloween, but let's,
I don't either.
It's a fun holiday if you keep it fun.
Yes.
I'm not into Friday the 13th, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, no.
None of that stuff. But Halloween can be very fun, little Casper costumes, and just be safe out there for your children. Be wise, obviously. Have a safe Halloween. The 1-year anniversary of President Trump's election is coming up. And some liberals are going to scream, leftists are going to scream, whatever they need to do. But he has survived. We've made it. It's been a year.
Wow.
It was a hard year. The 2016 election was very hard.
Can I just mention something quickly? They're testing or getting ready to test prototypes for the wall.
Really?
And we don't know. Well, they said that they don't know where the funding, something I read where Congress is setting aside some money. I don't know, but they're going to test it for durability and all of that. They had some prototypes on the internet. So I'm very happy about that.
A promise kept.
And he's going to get Mexico to pay for it.
Well, I don't even know that. Whatever. We'll get it done.
Yes.
But if we're going to make a deal on DACA with the immigration, we have to have the wall. We have to have some control of the border. Ladies and gentlemen, we're down to our final seconds. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. And listen again to our urban story.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you're looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Call free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Protect Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com.